All
ready?
Right. Hope All you right. hope you lords are ready for some lore. Nah, fuck it.
That's the spirit. Now we're ready to podcast. The Shutdown Foolcast. You are listening to the internet's only college football podcast. I am being hit with an immense gong.
Shut up.
Okay. Don't acknowledge the gong.
What gong?
Thank you.
I'm Spencer Hall. I am joined, as always, by Jason Kirk, Holly Anderson, Ryan Nanny, and on the ones and twos, and the gong, evidently, Michael Serber.
Don't acknowledge that he's done it 2 weeks in a row.
Nope. Just going to keep going.
My birthday is coming up, and I would like to hire somebody to walk behind me with this gong and play it whenever I enter a room or my name is spoken aloud. Please make a note.
Note made. We are here to continue our voyage through the college football bowl season. Yes, it's 40 for 40. Yes, we will talk about and preview every single bowl in exactly the fashion in which one should talk about it and for exactly as long. Our chief lore master of the 40 for 40 bowl series is lore master. Lore master. That's an actual thing. Like, Games Workshop has a lore master. No lie. You are the lore master of the 40 for 40 series.
You remember that time we were going to pick up your kids from school and your oldest came running out to the car and he was like so happy, which doesn't always happen to him at the end of a school day. He throws his backpack in the car and he like flings himself in. He's like, Dad, you were wrong. She did want to hear about Warhammer.
That's us with bowls.
No, that's your energy right now. It's just what I wanted to say.
So happy.
Also, that sentence has never been correct in all of recorded history.
She didn't want to hear about Warhammer.
I don't even know who he was talking to, but I guarantee you she didn't want to hear about it, dude.
Sheila Warhammer. Heiress of the Warhammer fortune.
Folks, I thought for a while about making this one a quiz, as in I would tell you the lore and then you would tell me which bowl it is. And then I wrote all of one question and I got very tired and had to lie down. So I will tell you the question and then you will see if you can guess which of the 10, 8, 12 games we're going to try and preview today. Which December bowl game has historically bounced between an 11 a.m. local start time and a 9 p.m. start time?
I know this one. Can I say what I think it is?
Yeah, I'm clueless.
The answer is probably all of them, but there is one of them that we notice every year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like there are some that are never night. Like outdoor games, you're less likely to get night necessarily. So this is an indoor game. Mm-hmm. My guess is that is the, what I fondly remember is the R&L Carriers
New Orleans Bowl. Oh, it's still the R&L Carriers,
is
baby.
It? Okay.
Yeah,
it's the New Orleans Bowl.
It is at night. Is it at 8 p.m. local? But I appreciate this game because of its. There's a lot to admire about this game. We'll get into that in a minute. But the recklessness of scheduling this one has always appealed to me because historically, for a long time, this was a noon Eastern kick, which is 11 a.m. local in New Orleans, which is a problem for, you know, public drunkenness and the recovery thereof. Now it is at 8 p.m. local, which presents an entirely different kind of public drunkenness problem, which is you have people from Mobile who invented Mardi Gras rolling into New Orleans with people coming down from the hills and flats of Kentucky, and they have until 8 p.m. to do whatever they like before pouring themselves into the Superdome.
On the most party of all days, Wednesday.
Yeah, is this the first time it's been on a non-Saturday? I don't recall this.
Ooh, that's a good question.
I don't know, but I don't ever remember it being on this particular day of the week before.
I vaguely remember a Friday game, but don't quote me on that.
It looks like the first one was on a Tuesday.
Sure. Sure. That's, hey, so is Mardi Gras. Yeah.
There we go. Tuesday.
Yeah.
Also a Tuesday.
It was Tuesday for five straight years. North Texas went to this game 3 years in a row.
Hell yeah.
To play Tuesday in New Orleans. Then it moved to exclusively either Friday, Sunday, or Saturday. It was Wednesday the COVID year.
Mm. It's been multiple Sundays.
Yes.
Did you mention that one?
Yeah, in 2008 and 2009.
The 11 a.m. Sunday years were real killer.
So we've yet to have a Monday New Orleans Bowl. I think that's the only one.
Monday is just prep, Tuesday prep.
Monday and Thursday, it looks like. Haven't done Thursday night New Orleans Bowl.
There's probably something churchy in there. Yeah, we have Bible study. Who's we? All of us.
Go for the NFL's neck, New Orleans Bowl. Take their most.
Yeah, you haven't done enough to make the NFL unwatchable, New Orleans. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. That's what you're scared of. Yeah. The Saints are like 3-10 this year. Who cares?
Why don't you go ahead and sell the Saints are three and ten
and like a game out of first place.
Yeah, NFC South's awesome. It's incredible.
You even surrendered the name of your stadium to Atlanta.
I would go ahead and playoff representative hosting the Cowboys.
I think we could just go ahead and sell the broadcast rights to another online retailer, but one less prestigious than Amazon, right? The RNL Carriers Bowl.
It has been the RNL Carriers Bowl. It shall remain. There's a lot to admire here.
Mm-hmm.
RNL Carrier employees themselves are admirably blasé about this. When I had my garden tank adventure and had a bunch of metal livestock tanks shipped up from Statesboro, they arrived on an RNL Carriers truck, and I like bounced out the door to meet this guy. I was like, you guys sponsored the New Orleans Bowl. I've never seen one of your trucks in real life. He was not impressed or having it at all. Mm-hmm. In a world of SRS distribution and Serve Pro that, this is, what's its name? New Orleans. What's the pitch? New Orleans. What's it sponsored by? Trucks. Trucks you can buy? No.
Trucks that carry stuff. Like what? Booze and dead bodies.
Other sponsors of this game, by the way, Harrah's and Terminix. All your basic Louisiana needs are represented.
Gambling, pest control. Yep. It's all there.
I love that RNL Carriers feels like familiar to us because they've sponsored this game for 17 years. Otherwise, like I say, I would have never thought about them. Yeah. But
the branding works.
Because they have, well, yeah, if I'm ever in need of like a shipping company, I guess, that's where I'll turn.
I did it myself and must admire the alacrity with which my livestock tanks.
Who's brave enough to deliver it Wednesday night in New Orleans? That's right. It's RNL Carriers.
Anyway, let's talk bowl. Western Kentucky and South Alabama. South Alabama in a bowl. Look at y'all.
I mean, for a program that was started like 5 minutes ago.
Lest we refer my favorite bit of while we're telling ghost stories at Christmas These time
monkey ghost stories
yes when I went down to look at the brand new upstart South Alabama program, a bunch of players had made reference to they hadn't had facilities the summer before when the team was being started up, and a bunch of the players made references to the monkey lab, and I was like, is this some coach's motivational poster? Is this their nickname to the gym? And I finally asked one of the coaches, and he was like, oh no, it's because our weight room was a former animal testing lab that the university had just abandoned. And it was on the second floor.
Abandoned is my favorite word in that sentence. Not closed. Not shut down.
The word they used
is
the university had abandoned. And I was like, I kind of thought he was fucking with me. And a little while later, I asked one of the players, I'm like, what's the deal with the monkey lab? And he's like, oh, that's because of all the monkeys they used to test in.
If I was a strength coach, man, I would so use that. I would be like, yeah, this is an animal testing facility. And I tested positive.
that's what I thought. I thought it was like an eight together strong animal thing that they would have, like, you know, Mark Wahlberg and Caesar up on the wall somewhere. But
yeah.
Anyway.
Coach Spencer made me sit at an MRI machine for an hour and said he was looking for that dog in me. Couldn't find it.
Found it. Gonna have to get that removed. That's very dangerous. I don't know what that's doing in there.
South Alabama, if they win this bowl, it would be their first bowl win in school history.
Fuck yeah.
We'd love to see that.
Yeah. This is Kane Walmick, former Arkansas fullback, by the way, bringing like serious fullback energy to this team. 10-2. They're only two losses to Troy, who didn't beat him by much. It was like a slobber knocker 10-6 game. And then to UCLA by a point.
Should have won.
Petition to refer to UCLA and South Alabama from here on out as rivals.
Granted. Done.
This was the game. This game ended stupid, as I recall.
It featured a fake field goal, which was one of the ugliest, most poorly conceived and executed fakes ever.
Yeah.
Hated it.
If not for that and some other minor stuff, South Alabama would be playing USC now. They'd be going for the Los Angeles sweep. Lower Alabama owns you, LA.
They call us Mobile because we're moving. Yeah, that's wow. Yeah.
Got your carriers right here.
Yeah. A really, really, really cool team playing. Another really, really cool team, Western Kentucky, who, like all Western Kentucky teams, scores a billion goddamn points. Just scores a bunch of points, also allows a bunch of points. It should be wildly entertaining, is what I'm saying.
So no one speaks during the gong?
Is that what happens?
What gong?
What gong?
What gong?
I think we should just talk through the gong. Just ignore it.
There
play
are
through the,
several
play through the whistle.
Troops bowls.
Mm-hmm.
It can How be many hard are we up to tell now? Them apart. This There's... is the one sponsored by Lockheed. And you
Do we still have the Bell Helicopter Bowl? Is that a thing?
This is the Bell Helicopter used to sponsor this bowl.
Okay.
And you won't find two schools much more in love with war profiteering than an actual troop school, Air Force, and Baylor.
Sorry, Stanford.
Oh, yeah.
Stanford, the architects of all this.
I said more in love, and Stanford is more of like a business race.
I guess Stanford's thing is more like, how can we bring the venture capital system into war profiteering?
Baylor's just really into war profiteering for love of the game.
How can we like lower the costs of war profiteering? Whereas like I love that the Ivy League, they're done playing football so they can watch the Armed Forces Bowl.
That's right. That's right.
And, you know, practice moving the little men around on the board.
From what I've heard, this is a battle of two evangelical schools.
Correct.
The theme of the game is heroes and holidays also. And if that ain't some Chip and Joanna shit, this is a match made in Hobby Lobby.
In Waco.
This immigrant detainee, the center, it's all shiplap.
Well, look, funny, funny story. Scooter Brown's new country outfit, War Hippies, which bills itself as a... I can't believe I have to read this. Country duo and lifestyle brand.
Mm-hmm. Yes! A country duo of what? Like two people?
Fiddlers.
Country and Western?
Fiddlers? No, they're not. Western maybe in...
A musical duo? Is that what that means?
Yeah. Maybe in the sense of the classical liberal sense. Yeah, listen, if I paste their merch here, it'll make a lot more sense. Are there videos of them playing at Trump's inauguration? You betcha. So come to think of it, they can't be that new. Anyway, they're playing the pregame concert and the national anthem. I actually really like the idea of a fiddle playing the national anthem, mostly because you can do a whole lot of weird Mariah-esque runs on a fiddle and not fuck it up as much. Hey, Baylor is favored by 6, which doesn't seem like a lot. I know that they don't have a great record, but the Big 12 was rough this year, but also, what do I know?
Air Force is good all year. They were... one of the Mountain West's like two best teams pretty much all year, so not shameful to be only a minor favorite against them.
Okay, now it's the Armed Forces Bowl. Good job, everybody.
Gone.
Hail to Ra, the Sun God. Welcome to the Independence Bowl, featuring two teams that I feel deserve a lot better than to be sent to Shreveport over the holidays, but this may be Dana Holgerson's natural habitat. We got the Raging Cajuns.
It's fine with me.
And Houston. I have been to one game in this stadium. It was the Johnny Manziel Louisiana Tech 100,200 point game. I got stuck in an elevator with the Texas A&M staff at halftime. That was a smell I will never forget. Kevin Costner has a home in Shreveport, which upsets a lot of people on the internet when we point out, because apparently he has a lot of fans who are just of the age to where they can operate Twitter, but not irony. And I'm assuming that Yellowstone has only made this hive stronger, so we will continue to not point this out, that when Kevin Costner wants to get really fancy, he goes to Shreveport. This game was last known as the Walk-On's Independence Bowl, even though we're told you can't just show up. You should still try. The stadium's terrible. It can't be that secure. Currently sponsored by something called Radiance Technologies, which is no Poulon Weed Eater, Petro Sun, Advocare, or Duck Commander.
The Radiance Technologies website, the first thing you see is this. Are you ready? Experimental mobile high-energy laser.
Oh, wait, what? I'm back in.
Mounted on a truck. Our promises, by the way. You know that they're working on some... Wait,
what kind of laser?
It's like a real genius-looking laser. Like,
oh, shit.
Yeah, like a death laser. Yeah. That's what Radiant... Okay. Radiance Technology is just vague enough to be menacing.
This is like Tony Stark's no-account cousin.
It is. So, listen, here's what they say.
Tracks.
What do they specialize in? Intelligence, cyber, directed energy, AI, machine learning. This is
and they're hiding hypersonics. Out in fucking Shreveport. I'm terrified.
Yeah,
I think this counts as the the third or fourth or whatever troops bowl at the moment.
Yeah,
they say they
laser bowl.
Intelligence.
This is Metal Gear the bowl.
Intelligence analysis and warfighter support to the intelligence community and Department of Defense to enable blah 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 blah. This is another troops bowl. Yeah,
this is the inadvertent ROTC bowl.
Warfighter battle wager.
Yikes.
Fight, fight monster.
It fight is, cop.
Yeah, fight cop. Ruckus master. Yeah, like they.
Knowing all that, I would like to revise my assessment of Louisiana and Houston being uniquely suited for this game.
What? This is the scariest part. There is an entry on their website that says, Radiance breaks ground on Phase 2 facility in Huntsville. What was Phase 1?
What is Phase 2?
So Phase, all
phase
right,
2
so,
of what?
Phase 1 is Swamp Laser.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Phase 2 is Space Laser. That's why they're in Huntsville.
Oh, we already have Space Lasers.
Mm, yeah.
Radiance
are you saying we can't? Are you saying we can't use more? Space is infinite. Therefore, you can never have too many lasers.
Does the Space Force have a bowl? Is this the Space Force bowl?
It is now.
Okay.
This is my favorite bowl game! Says the Huntsville,
Steve Carell,
the Huntsville scientist.
Oh.
Okay. So if they're combining Swamp and Space, this is the Dagobah bowl.
Mm-hmm. The Dagobah.
Yes.
Oh, yep. No.
Yep.
Got to reconsider that.
Snake, yep. I need you to go to Shreveport.
There's vehicles stuck in the water. That happens in Shreveport.
Check. Yep. Check.
There's a little weird old guy who's telling you about philosophy. Yep.
You fight.
Encounter that guy.
You fight yourself fight with a sword.
Weird.
He wants a piggyback ride. Give him
he
one.
He subsists on weirdly desiccated meat sticks.
Yeah.
You go in a cave.
A non-functioning mini fridge.
You go in a cave and behead yourself somehow.
Go in a cave and fight your dad, and then your little weird philosophy friend wants to see you do a handstand.
That's Shreveport for you.
Yep.
Yeah, got some kind of weird religious people wandering through it. Hi,
is
Baylor.
Yoda tailgating? Is that what that is?
We're on to a new game. This isn't Baylor anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Houston. So Dana Holgerson is Lando Calrissian.
Imagine Baylor head coach Dana Holgerson.
imagine trying to explain the plot of Star Wars.
You do what on Sunday morning? Baylor, I hardly know her. You get up how early?
I think the only thing Dana would relate to is the idea of feeding a bear Dr. Pepper. He'd be like, "Hell yeah, brother! You know how to party."
I know that bear. I'm also not going to accept that Dana Holgerson isn't already part of the Star Wars universe.
That's very true.
Right? Like, imagine him meeting
somehow
Leia,
Palpatine
right?
returned.
Like Han's like
Dana Holgerson, quarterback, Mos Eisley.
Like that Dana Holgerson meets Leia and she's like, oh, I know this guy.
No. That's
C-3PO.
Not how it would go.
No.
That's not how it would go.
This guy's sketchy.
Stop
Han,
that.
You
My
think
hands
he's
are
sketchy?
Dirty. She's like, stop that. My hands are dirty and dangerous.
How this,
like, do
how
I have non-dirty parts?
How this works in A New Hope when they open up the cargo space to hide out.
And I thought he smelled bad on the inside.
Dana Holgerson's already in there. Just like, hey, man, brother, I'm trying to sleep.
It just falls out of it. Damn.
It could be the man who lives at the bottom of the trash compactor.
Yeah. Hey, what are you guys blowing up my spot for?
The squid monster who is canonically force sensitive is played by Dana Holgerson.
Hey, man, there's plenty of good cigarettes down here. Where are you going?
I only smoke half of them. They don't fit in the helmet, so you always get half a butt.
God, now I'm imagining Dana in the French Foreign Legion.
I think
he might kind of thrive.
No, he'd be fine.
Yeah.
He'd be fine in most circumstances, right? He'd be like, it's a shipping container, but it's home.
Arnell carriers.
Like, you explain to me, he's like, what do you mean, but it's home? Anyway, that's a good bold preview.
I'm going to do something I really regret.
Already?
Yeah. Are we? Well, let me ask first. Are we on the Gasparilla Bowl?
We're on the Gasparilla Bowl. Why? Do you have something to share?
Hold on. Oh, it's not mute. Oh, wait. Here it is. Hold on. This is what you hear when you load GasparillaBowl.com. There is no obvious place to mute this horrific music. There is no player that appears to be in operation where you can pause or stop it. I don't know how long it goes on for.
Ryan, can you find this? Can you look at the source code of the page real quick and tell me what that file is called? Because I really want to know the name of the
song. I have to mute it first because it is
sick. Gasparilla Bowl theme dot wave.
I sincerely think it may not stop. Hold on.
It doesn't do it on mine. This is disappointing.
That cannot be true. That cannot be true. How am I the only one getting this auto? Does it know how Tampa I am?
It senses the Tampa in you.
Yeah. Yeah, Ryan, you're like force sensitive, but for this, it's calling you home.
Or you're.
Oh no, I got it too.
There it is.
Well, hold on. Well, let's all get it now. Hold on. Let me.
Wait, everybody,
this
play it at once.
No, it doesn't.
It's. Oh man.
Wait, I'm getting some bass.
Gasparilla Bowl, 18 and up to party, 21 and up to drink.
Ahoy, Tampa.
Ahoy, Tampa. And then there's
a there is no
clock.
Place to, there's no place to mute this.
No, you have to mute the tab.
This webpage is left of MySpace.
Where? You found how to turn it off?
It's at the bottom. Yeah, it's
at the bottom.
The video.
Bottom.
It's the video, yeah.
Ah, Jesus Christ.
Oh,
it's a looping video.
In.
Oh god.
It's a looping video about Raymond James Stadium.
That's right. Showing highlights of what? UCF's defeat of Florida last year, baby.
Oh Jesus. God, it just starts over?
Yeah, yep. It just loops.
Just loops.
And then footage of Tampa's many bridges.
And bridges and highways. Mm-hmm. What's there to do in Tampa? There is
leave.
The Tampa Theater, which is a beautiful place to go watch a movie and forget you're in Tampa.
Hey, here it is at the bottom. Bridges. Website designed and developed by Power On Marketing.
Yep, power's on.
Yeah, it works.
Website designed by Will I Am.
Wow. Excuse me, that's we, no. Yeah. This,
yeah.
This is,
anyway, everybody say it at home. It's not what you think. Gasparilla.
Hey, do you want to watch a team that does everything just perfectly averagely?
We're not talking about that yet.
Mizzou!
We're not talking about that yet.
Oh, let's keep going.
I have to give the Gasparilla Bowl its flowers because it must be said they've colored it like Dolphins propaganda, but this logo slaps.
Mm.
It's good. Ryan, are you still playing the goddamn song?
He is! Or is it Jason? Or is
me.
It server?
I'm catching up.
Or is it nowhere? Does it just live in your head now?
The
is this
passion
our new theme?
Of Tampa.
I hope not.
So this is the game that used to be played in the Trop, which is like playing in an overturned Tupperware bowl. And I'm trying to imagine a greater upgrade than from that to a stadium with a pirate ship on it.
So this was previously
Tampa.
Then the Bitcoin Bowl.
Oh, this is the scammiest run of scam names in bowl history.
Magic Jack Bowl.
This started out as the Magic Jack Bowl, which was stealing internet from old people.
Correct.
Then it was the Beef O'Brady's Bowl, which we don't talk about anymore because they've disappointed us. Then it was the
Bitcoin Bowl.
Then it was the
How did Beef O'Brady's disappoint us? What is that all about?
Look at their menu.
Did we have expectations?
They got rid of all the interesting shit on the menu.
Oh, now it's like,
big catch. There's nothing interesting to
They sold out.
Quiz anymore. Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
Like I think
they abandoned their traditional Tampa roots.
More character, they did. Mm-hmm. It feels very Midwestern now. The Bitcoin St. Petersburg Bowl, although initially there was some kind of like cryptocurrency that they were going to distribute at the game,
yes,
or something. Anyway, then it was the St. Petersburg Bowl. Then it was our beloved
Bad Boy Mowers Bowl.
Yeah, which is also sold out.
Is there a possibility that somebody allied vaguely with the Bitcoin Bowl in Tampa, St. Pete, became like a 100 millionaire off of this?
Well, Spencer, now it's sponsored by the vaguely named Union Home Mortgage Gasparilla Bowl, so I'm betting yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the union of your wallet and mine.
Anyway,
crypto fraud is too newfangled for me. I want to go back to good old-fashioned mortgage fraud.
I thought I remembered this being sponsored by some knockoff Bitcoin that wasn't Bitcoin, but apparently that's not the case.
It was the Bitcoin. They had a Bitcoin mascot and everything.
I forgot about the mascot. Yeah. Anyway, you were so eager to talk about Mizzou football. How about it?
If you want to see the most average team in the world, it's an average-ass team. It's like,
Where could they have been instead?
They could have been in glorious Memphis.
They could have been in Memphis.
They could have played Kansas. They could have been playing in a game everyone had given a shit about.
Fucking babies.
Does
fucking
everybody still
dumb
hear
babies.
The song playing, or is it
yes,
just
absolutely
yes.
do.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm playing it. I have yet to stop playing it.
Thank you,
Eli Drinkwitz showing up to like troll Kansas basketball while he's scared of playing him on the football field.
To troll Kansas basketball as Mizzou like loses by 30.
Yeah, while he has a far inferior basketball program
to hold up
and
a
football program
to hold up the NCAA says you're bad people sign. Jesus.
Yeah, look, a bunch of other nerds think you guys are cool. I'm a nerd who listen to my nerd friends. They said you're banned from the forums.
Somebody ought to never have come down from the hills.
God. Like the move is you have to force the other one to say they don't want to play you.
Yes.
This is not hard. Or at least you float the rumor that like, well, we're game, but they're scared of Memphis.
That's my actual objection. It's not that he's doing this, it's that he's pretending like he's not.
Kansas is afraid of real barbecue, it turns out.
Kansas can't handle topography. The topography of Memphis. So what I mean, you can't say their name. You can't mention them. Mm-mm. If you're scared to play them, don't bring them up. Just say, we don't talk about them. We don't care about them. They're not a rival. Our true rival has always been Arkansas, the team that isn't afraid to play Kansas. But
like Kansas, the proto-Kansas.
Yes.
If they're your rival, play them.
We've invented Arkansas.
The Arkansas.
Also, fuck the SEC for not just, like, I understand that the SEC can only do so much. If you have fallen so much in power as a conference that you can't be like, no, fuck you, go play Kansas and beat Kansas in Memphis, like Greg Sankey, fucking get it together.
We will say it again. Mike Slive would never have let this happen.
Absolutely not.
So the thing I can see from the business perspective is like you want this game on a either on campus or at a neutral site where you get. Where the money is yours. The event is yours to sell.
Okay.
Like, you don't care about the Liberty Bowls. You don't care about the Liberty Bowl's finances. Well, they might. 10 years down the road. Pitt and West Virginia did, right? Like, eventually they'll play. Eventually, when Mizzou realizes, you know what would be cool is if people gave a shit about Mizzou football. Oh, you know what we could very easily do? Play the one team anyone cares to see us playing. They'll do it at some point. But doing it in we went through this with Pitt and West Virginia the same. Like everybody wanted them to play in a bowl. They're not going to play in a bowl. You don't resume a rivalry in a bowl. You do it in a venue that you control.
Wake Forest by 30.
Man. You know what? I can't argue against the fact that we have spiritually gotten there. You think the music will follow us past the gong?
Eli Drinkwitz stunt on 17 and 18.
Oh, thank God. Oh, God.
All right, let me fade it out.
Yeah, this is just how we live now.
Yeah, you can't just
my despair that just took on everyone's face. Still happening.
Don't just wean me off that, man. Oh God,
Jason, no, you're
seamlessly
a
into rhythm
puppet.
As a dancer.
The passion of Tampa, Tampa, the passion of Tampa.
Do we need the gong again to fully transition?
Nope. Nope.
No.
Nope.
Hawaii Bowl. I'm gonna say it. San Diego State shouldn't be eligible for this game. Y'all already have the good weather. Stay home.
Bold.
Middle Tennessee needs it.
Brady Hoke sure has had a quiet year. Huh. I guess if you're going to be a real piece of shit, be a real quiet piece of shit. That's fine. Anyway, this is played at that municipal stadium in Hawaii because the previous stadium, the one you could watch trash blow through, was condemned. So that's sort of interesting. Ryan, has Georgia ever been in the Hawaii Bowl? I know they played Hawaii like in that one Sugar Bowl, but have they ever been to a Hawaii Bowl? Because that might have been all the trash they used to play through the
whole Hawaii state. Bowl or to the Hawaii Bowl?
To a Hawaii Bowl.
I can tell you they have not been to this Hawaii Bowl.
But if their fans went to Aloha Stadium in the past, that could explain the mountains of trash that you always saw blowing through the stadium.
I believe the defunct one is the Aloha Bowl.
They have been to the Oahu Classic.
Okay.
Let go and let God. That's what that's how I treat trash.
Let go of this Michelob Ultra can and let God.
So wait, at one point did we have three Hawaii Bowls
simultaneously?
Not
there have been so many that have
same.
Come and gone.
Yeah, right. they are not all the same one. There used to be a Poi Bowl.
Right.
And there have been multiple Pineapple Bowls, some of which were and some of which were not ancestors of this Hawaii Bowl.
I do like when you go to the Hawaii Bowl Wikipedia page, it has the disambiguation portion, and it says, like, oh, for this, go
you
to this.
You could make a tapestry. I would like to make a Hawaii Bowl tapestry, actually.
And then it says, for the Hawaiian dish, see poke. Because there are definitely people who just go on Wikipedia and be like, what's that crazy bowl
what's
we have
that
Hawaii?
Hawaii bowl
I want a bowl of Hawaiian for. Food.
Listen,
what do you want in your bowl? Hawaiian stuff.
Who's Googling that bowl of Hawaiian food? It's people from Murfreesboro. just
people on the internet just doing food approximate. Arab stick food. That's called a kebab.
This is how you get like new Papa John's menu items. They're like, it's the new Papa John's Hawaii bowl.
When I sometimes go to McDonald's and I say, give me an America sandwich.
Indian frisbee bread. Well, by damn, it's got a name.
If Germany had not supported the war on terror, that's probably what we would have asked you to call it at McDonald's.
A ham freedom.
China cabbage torpedo. Well, look, that's called an egg roll. Damn.
No, that's a Chinese cabbage torpedo now.
It is now.
So that's what Beefo Brady's used to do back in the day. That's what they
right
were
back when we had a
different.
Country where things meant things.
At one time, the Hawaii Bowl was meant to attract people to Hawaii, like every other booster municipal promotion event.
Isn't
and
it kind
now,
of quaint to think of that as the goal.
Yeah, now I think by inviting MTSU and San Diego State, the Hawaii Bowl's goal is the goal of most Native Hawaiians, which is to prevent people from coming. Yeah. Don't come. We have enough.
We're good.
Yeah, at this point, all these things are just for TV, and so you can just look at Hawaii. There you go. Now you've seen it, and now you don't need to go. They don't want you there.
Hawaii Bowl has always, to this end, Hawaii Bowl has always had a weirdly honest, frequently asked questions page, and I think we've covered this in previous shows, but I just went and took a spin through because I think last year we looked it up like 24 hours before the game, and they had no parking information on the website, which just goes to bolster this theory, but and I don't know if this is still how it's done, but back in the day, the SID for Hawaii football also had to do all the sports information stuff for the Hawaii Bowl, so I understand being like as overworked to the point as possible. So here's I spun through today, and is there a tailgate for my respective school? Currently, we are not aware of any school-specific information.
Hell yes.
Thank you, Weibel.
Hell yes.
13th as we are mm-hmm. recording this.
It's not an answer. It's about my state of mind.
Yeah. Yeah, there might be.
No, there might there be. Might
it's like what if Google was just one guy named Frank?
And sending the, you on the, your way.
The existence of the tailgate, we could refer to it positively, but we prefer to refer to it negatively. It can only be known by what it is not.
You need to stop thinking of the internet as a warehouse of knowledge and understand that it's just asking one person what they know.
It's mm-hmm. like 11 entire days till the game. Can't we just be brothers?
Bro, just fall through.
Can we get negative Wikipedia that just tells you what everything isn't?
Yeah, that can be that can be a sister publication of our Haters Upworthy.
I will say I like this particular matchup of the Hawaii Bowl because if you are an MTSU fan and you're like, I'm going to the Hawaii Bowl, I've never been to Hawaii, you know, totally get it. If you're a San Diego State fan and you decide to go to the Christmas Eve Hawaii Bowl, man, you fucking hate, like, this isn't that good of a bowl game for San Diego State at this point. You live in San Diego, so you can go to Hawaii whenever you want.
Just tell them every year anyway.
Just tell your family you fucking hate them if you're going to this game.
Every other year, your team goes there anyway in warmer weather.
Yep. So, like, props to you, especially if you go by yourself. If you are a San Diego State fan who's like, I'm going by myself to the Hawaii Bowl. Like, we get it. You hate your family on Christmas, and props. Good for you for coping.
Middle Tennessee.
Sorry. Oh, sorry.
Middle Tennessee beat Miami. Middle Tennessee beat Miami.
That is very true.
You got it in before the gong was done, so it's accurate.
That's very true.
It's canon. God, shit! She's back! All right, I want to believe that this is the music for the Quick Lane Bowl as well.
Yeah. This is some bowling lane-ass... some bowling alley ass whatever. Anyway, Bowling Green is here at this game is the point that I was trying to get to. Quick Lane Bowl is not actually a bowling alley. Does it seem extraordinary that New Mexico State is in a bowl? That's because it is. But here is something that I love even more. First of all, the Aggies have been to 4 bowls in program history. However, they are one of 3 teams to have never lost a bowl game in FBS play.
Huh.
Wow.
And this isn't like a South Alabama situation where the team has been around since 2009. Of course I would close that tab.
You know why we keep
the exact right time. Like this team's first New Mexico State has been playing football since 1893 and has only ever been to 4 bowls.
It's because everyone else is scared.
Yeah.
Everyone else got to keep them out in the desert.
Their first bowl game under Jerry Hines was the 1935 Sun Bowl.
Who'd they play?
They played Hardin-Simmons, which is a hyphenate and not a person.
Oh, man.
I think they're a D2 school now.
It is a Baptist school in Abilene, Texas. They are not the famous Abilene. I don't think it's Abilene Christian. I think it's still its own thing. Other D3, yeah.
Okay.
Mascot, cowboy/cowgirl. Ooh, how progressive.
Cowgirls can't preach.
This is very true. They underwent what was then the longest drought by an FBS school from 1960 to 2017, at which time Doug Martin, alumnus of my personal high school, took them to the Arizona Bowl, where they beat Utah State in overtime. Jerry Kill is the coach of New Mexico State this year, which makes them a lot less adorable. But even more extraordinarily, and I recognize that I'm almost skipping straight to the football, Bowling Green is coached by Scott Loeffler. They did that on purpose, and they won some games.
This is his fourth year.
I still have to stop and remind myself, like, is this the guy that went down to Orange Beach with Brian Van Gorder to just coach high school? Because it always kind of feels like that's where he should be anyway. Anyway, this used to be the Little Caesars Bowl, only they couldn't serve the Little Caesars because the stadium had a contract with Hungry Howie's. This is played in Ford Field. And first of all, I didn't know Hungry Howie's like reached up to Michigan. Which is some real Florida.
That should be stopped.
That's some real, like, that's why we have to set up all of these infectious disease research centers in Florida.
They should search your car for
Hungry Howie's
it.
How did Hungry Howie's get to Michigan? But anyway, famously at the last Little Caesars Bowl, they couldn't serve Little Caesars because of the stadium deal with Hungry Howie's, and then they ran out of pizza.
Where is Hungry Howie's headquartered?
I thought it was a. I've only ever seen it in Florida. Is it not a Florida concern?
Well, let's find out.
I thought this was
see here. It's founded in Michigan. That's what I thought. I first encountered it in Ohio long ago.
Oh, so
in my mind, this was always a Mac institution to me.
See, I had only ever seen it while visiting my grandparents in Florida, and I had my understanding was that it was like the Gainesville state food.
Taylor, Michigan, 1973.
Yikes.
Their Howies are the hungriest.
So there's
lots of pizza brands popping up throughout Michigan.
Pizza is like the defining sports ownership thing.
Which just makes it more tragic now that we've lost every single pizza bowl that we ever had. We used to make things in this country, like pizza games.
Yeah. Fortunately, we have men like Scott Leffler to lead us back because he fixed Tim Tebow's throwing motion. And obviously, as a thriving NFL pro.
And then it reverted. As soon as Scott Leffler's
tutelage
was
taken
away,
his
throwing motion got bad again.
Is he the opposite of Dumbo still trying to sell himself on that?
Someone is.
Let's go look.
We'd have to be aware of Bowling Green recruiting to know that.
Scott Leffler bio. Let's just see. Let's just see.
All right.
Control F Tebow.
Tebow. One of three references.
Brian
Van Gorder is a high school coach now.
Over his career, Leffler has coached 7 quarterbacks who went on to play in the NFL: Tom Brady, Tim Tebow, Brian Greasy, Chad Henne, Drew Henson, John Navarre, and Logan Thomas. These 7 quarterbacks have won a combined 9 Super Bowl championships.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brady 7, Brian Greasy 1, Chad Henne 1. Chad Henne has a Super Bowl.
Yes, yeah, he does.
Right.
With Hoomst.
They got to a Super Bowl because of Chad Henne.
Was he on the Chiefs? I think he was on the Chiefs the year they
won.
A player coach. Yeah, he was a player coach.
Also, remember Scott Leffler, first dude in 2021 to be ejected for 2 unsportsmanlike conduct penalties. Yeah.
Here,
a pioneer.
Let me get this right. Yeah.
Are y'all aware of the cursed Florida ass name of this school that Brian Van Gorder is coaching at?
No.
American Heritage
Del Rey.
Spencer.
Listen, you're just making him dumb there.
Spencer, without going over, how many passes did Chad Henne throw in the year he won his Super Bowl ring?
Trick question. You can't actually call that a throw.
I'm going to say 1.
You went over at 0.
Woo!
But got a ring, bitch.
Jane, if you're listening, you hold him down. We'll hit him. Wait, reverse that.
3 mentions of Tim Tebow. Real quick, my favorite thing about the Quick Lane Bowl. So all bowls have MVPs, and frequently they do like a winning team, losing team MVP. Either they don't do that in the Quick Lane Bowl, or they haven't bothered to update it. In 2016, the MVP of the Quick Lane Bowl was the Boston College defensive line. Which is some peak, like, fuck it. Mm-hmm. I don't want to vote. Whatever. I don't want to look up who's who. Just, like, give the whole defensive line the MVP. The very next year, Daniel Jones, Duke quarterback. So.
Sunset.
However, 2019, the catapult.
That's right.
Kenny Pickett. MVP to starting quarterback in the NFL. I love it on the wiki. The if you click on Kenny Pickett's name, it takes you to his page. Wiki. Daniel Jones takes you to Hedge. Defensive line, you click on it, it explains what a lineman is.
Yep.
This is excellent editorializing.
It's helpful.
In the NFL, there is no margin for error. One mistake can change the outcome of a game. Science proves quality sleep can help boost reaction time, recovery time, and overall athletic performance. As the official sleep wellness partner of the NFL, Sleep Number's mission is to provide players with data and insights to optimize their sleep for the ultimate competitive edge. Sleep is essential for recovery, and we all have unique needs. That's why Sleep Number smart beds are perfect for couples, with individualized settings for each side. Since 2018, Sleep Number and the NFL have teamed up to bring quality sleep to elite athletes. 8 out of 10 NFL players, including 80% of Kansas City Chiefs players, trust Sleep Number for their best rest. And now, during Sleep Number's biggest sale of the year, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing for a limited time. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. See store for details.
Swear to God, dude. Hey, it's the next weird Municipal Alabama Bowl. This is the one that's in Montgomery. There is no greater disparity between the image in your head in real life than the term Camellia Bowl and the actual game. This is not even the most famous tax prep software bowl. And that's really all I have to say about this game, which will feature Georgia Southern versus Buffalo. Except, Ryan, is this the one where we figured out you could do the whole game, including hotel, for like $215?
I think that was true at one point, at least.
Where they had like a Marriott deal.
Yeah, that might
be
still.
Not a Marriott deal, a DoubleTree. That I don't think they have Marriotts.
That seems roughly correct, yes.
Yeah. Anyway, who wants to talk about Georgia Southern versus Buffalo?
It's so on, according to ESPN scoreboard, excuse me, the lowest price tickets right now are the Potato Bowl at $5. This one is close behind at $14.
Everybody's spending all their money on the potato hotel thing. So
yeah, I think that's what it is.
Dang.
Who's in the, Georgia Southern Buffalo? This after the previous day, the day after Christmas is nothing but New Mexico State Bowling Green. And then Tuesday is a more bowl season. Applicable four games in a row. I just love that. What do you want? Football after Christmas? You get New Mexico State Bowling Green. That's it.
So this is one of the most depressing things I've ever seen.
That's a saying a lot during 40 for 40.
Yeah. When you go to the Camellia Bowl and you go to the fan zone thing, you click on things to do, right? And
I already did this.
It takes you to visitingmontgomery.com. Yep. And it takes you to the calendar. And there's nothing on it. There's absolutely nothing
it's
on it.
Just empty.
And you can expand it to the next 30 days, and there's nothing on it. So the Camellia Bowl and the city of Montgomery want you to know that if you come to this game, there is officially not shit to do. Not a goddamn thing to do. Not one. Not even the Camellia Bowl itself is listed on things to do in Montgomery. What the fuck?
And this is, by the way, it's not like there's nothing to do or see or learn about in Montgomery. There's a new civil rights museum that just opened last fall.
It's really good.
In like fall of 2021.
The EJI one?
It's called the Legacy Museum. Mm-hmm. I have not been, but I had some writers on my team who went. The photos that they brought back were incredible. Like, it's Montgomery is not without like places to go and things to do, but the bowl is not interested in sharing those.
The city is not. The visiting Montgomery wants you to know, Caveat Emptor, there is nothing for you here.
Except for the values you'll find at Hennig Furs. That's right. Hennig Furs, fine furs for five generations.
I think
locations in Montgomery, Alabama and Atlanta, Georgia and Phipps Plaza.
Look, I'm not trying to pit city institutions against one another, but when you click plan your visit on the EJI website, it has museum hours, memorial hours, and the hours for the bookstore and the restaurant, and a map of nearby other points of interest in Montgomery. Just saying.
Anyone know Buffalo's head coach's name off the top of their head?
It's Linguist, isn't it?
Maurice Linguist, yeah. A.K.A. Mo Linguist, the best college football coach name currently working.
Oh, they do have a Marriott. They got a Spring Hill Suites. Look at you, Montgomery. You know how I found that out? It's also on the museum website. Anyway, maybe you should skip the game and go to the EJI Museum instead.
One other thing real quick. If you go to the shop, and I'm just going to take a screenshot here and drop it into y'all. It says, shop now, Camellia Bowl.
Please tell me they have the Vibes Tumblr.
They might. But instead, what I'm about to show you is they just have a stock photo of people wearing plain white t-shirts.
Oh,
They're not now wearing. They're not wearing ball printed anything.
What in the Gildan fuck?
The Camellia Bowl. The Camellia Bowl is not trying. And honestly, that's the most relatable shit I've ever seen.
This is the full catapult.
Just get a fucking stock image.
There is a flower on one of the guys. Wait, yeah. There's a teeny tiny flower.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, do you think that was an error? Do you think? But the, wait.
Because look, then if you click, see a logo behind the O on her shirt, and the guy on the right is cropped to where you couldn't see the logo anyway.
Okay. So Holly,
they're
all
wearing plain white shirts, or they're wearing Camellia Bowl shirts, and they fucked it up.
Holly, I want you to do this. Click. I've sent you the link now. Mm-hmm. Click shop now. Tell me what you get.
Shop now. Whoa. I think this has to do with browser size.
It's ZomboCom.
No. Because look what I got.
I just get a 404.
Oh, click shop now? Okay, yeah. So the shirts look different on mine. Oh, I also get a 404 error on
Fuck.
Shop now. Okay.
The Camellia Bowl really is the... Oh, wow. Yours are different.
Hold on. I'm going to click on it. Let me see what
the
I get.
The Camellia Bowl does not...
If we could find the midpoint
Fuck
of
you.
The Gasparilla Bowl... design team and the Camellia Bowl organizers.
I think I found the problem. The contact info on the About Us page for the Camellia Bowl is in Florida.
Mm. Oh.
Stewart, Florida.
Oh, hey! That's Martin County, baby!
Sure is.
Yeah, it's trouble.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The second Shop Now button on the page works, and I can report to you that none of the shirts look like that. I was wrong. I got to the last page. They do indeed have a short sleeve, a long sleeve, and a hoodie Camellia Bowl short shirt. That it's the person who made that graphic was so perfectly
Brian,
stupid.
You're right, though.
They
fucked up the website so that if your browser's in a certain like size or configuration, it just looks like a plain white T-shirt.
I also think,
which would be funny if it was the Gildan Bowl, but it's not.
I also think a lot of these shirts, Cerber, are for a sponsor that no longer sponsors. This isn't the Tax Act. Is it still the Tax Act Bowl?
Uh-huh. Not even the most famous tax prep software bowls would.
They make this, that very... Tax Act makes that very hard to find.
I don't know if this bowl currently has a sponsor.
Oh, I thought it was still Tax Act.
ESPN doesn't list one.
It's unclear at best.
Hmm. Y'all, I gotta pick up my kids. I'm sorry. Usually I don't have to do this, but our schedule's flip-flopped this week.
Bye,
everybody.
If you leave that running and go, I swear to God...
Tax Act sponsored two bowls at once last year. Do they still sponsor the Texas Bowl? They do. So they sponsored two bowls and dropped the Camellia. Yeah.
Folks, this is why you should write your congressperson and demand a simpler tax system, because if Tax Act has enough money to sponsor two stupid bowls.
That's three tax bowls.
We gotta do something differently here, people. And enough money to own the Cleveland Cavaliers? Come on. Jesus Christ. Sorry, Holly. Which one are we on now?
I don't know. Did we get a gong?
Yeah, I thought we did when Spencer left.
Okay, cool.
Did someone say gong?
I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it.
Gong girl. I'm just gonna
What's wrong,
go.
Server?
I'm kind of starting to like it. And
Server, what's wrong?
Server, are you okay? Uh-oh. We need the first responder for Server.
Server's clenched
up. This is the Serb Pro first responder. Server, are you okay?
I like the song so much.
I think we need to server shake yourself loose of it. There we go.
Server, please do that dance for the rest of the show.
Server, is it true you've joined a band?
I didn't mean to. It was an accident.
So can you elaborate on that at all?
There's a friend of mine who plays drums, and he was like, "Hey man, do you want to come hang out? Like, you can bring your guitar, maybe we'll play or something." Very, very. Simple like that, and I was like, oh, okay, cool. And I did, and then like two other people showed up, and then they started showing me their original songs and telling me the chords. And then they asked me my t-shirt size.
This is what happened to Phil Collins.
Yeah.
And then they're like, hey, next Friday night we're playing out, so be sure you're there.
They said, yeah, we practice every Thursday. And then they did start, they created a group text thread.
Oh no.
I never said yes to anything.
You've been called to serve. What style of music is now your favorite that you are? What genre are you currently mastering?
My immediate decision was like, how do I convince these people to play my songs and not what they made me play tonight?
Smart.
Do you think the band's going to break up now that you've joined it? Because like when you leave, that'll
be... Are you a locker room cancer?
Oh, dude. Yeah, I think I could do like one of the Hollywood...
Uh-huh.
Guns and the, or Hollywood Rose and the Guns or whatever, and just take their shit, whatever's good from them.
Mm-hmm. You're probably gonna need to fuck somebody.
Server, you know what song you should roll in and you should say, hey guys, I got one you should learn, okay? It goes a little something like this.
It's Hey Delilah. Shit, that's worse.
You think they can handle this?
Yeah. Yeah, I was hoping to get more into the cover scene anyway.
covering Gasparilla Bowl by Tampa.
Guys, it's only 26 seconds long. How can you not nail it? Come on. What the fuck?
My favorite thing about everything that's happening right now, and that's a long list, is that we usually make it to like the Capital One Bowl before everyone simultaneously loses their minds.
Breaks. Nope. Tampa provided this year.
And we're there so early, and I just love that for us.
Thanks to Tampa and Autoplay, two great tastes that taste great together.
Are these auto erotica?
Nope. So Utah State football. If we need to de-erotic things, here comes Utah State.
So anyway, here's the First Responder Bowl, sponsored by ServPro, which is Ecological Disaster Crime Scene Cleanup Company, with a genuinely chilling slogan. Like this is on their website, it's on the front page. Their slogan is, in quotes, like it never even happened.
That
anyway,
seems like
I see,
cover up
I see
a murder.
I see no way how this could apply to either Memphis or Utah State, neither of them places that are known for ecological disasters requiring cleanup. This game is both known previously as the Zaxby's Bowl and as the game played at the Cotton Bowl Stadium while not being the Cotton Bowl game. Not that the Cotton Bowl, the game, is played at the Cotton Bowl Stadium, but, right, you get it.
Okay.
That's about all I got.
Memphis
and Utah State, though.
Yeah.
Two teams that had, like, pretty rocky seasons.
I'm kind of surprised that Memphis retained their coach, but I'm surprised with a lot of postseason decisions.
I think six and six is still, I know most programs don't think like long term, but still, still pretty great for Memphis.
Utah State started the year 1-4. Granted, one of the four was a road loss to Alabama, but the win, which now actually looks like a pretty good win in retrospect, was beating UConn. But then they did close the year 5-2 down the stretch.
Song's in my head. It's in my head. It's in my head now. It's all I'm hearing. It's in my head.
It's still playing.
To get
no, it's not. No, it's not.
It sure is.
Yeah, it's playing right now.
Memphis did the complete opposite. They started 4-1 with the one loss being a road loss to Mississippi State. And then they proceeded to drop four in a row before they pulled out wins against Tulsa and North Alabama to barely get bowl eligible. So. Tampa ruins everything.
What?
Gone?
Utah State's second best win this year is indeed UConn. That's amazing.
What is Memphis's best win at this point?
Memphis's best win's looking like
Their
coach. Navy or Tulsa.
Oof.
Well, I think Utah State then.
Oh, thank God, we're in the safe arms of Protective Stadium. Help. Help.
listener, listener, look, I think you should know that we don't start these shows thinking, how can we make your life bad? That's almost never the goal. At least it's never my goal.
Talent that we all have.
It is a problem. And it is a thing that inevitably happens. But I want you to know, we always get here by accident or negligence. It is never intentional infliction on our part.
Never more powerful than when it's Jason and Cerber, because they're usually the last ones to fuck around.
Correct.
So that when they do, they're unstoppable.
Correct.
Listener, I want you to know this is your fault. You could have pressed pause at any point, but you didn't.
You expect me or Ryan to be an idiot.
You know what? That's true. If you're still listening to this episode and you're like, well, surely they're done.
Here?
Surely they're done playing the Gasparilla trance music.
Oh, frankly, don't call that trance. Complicit. Okay, nope. No, now we're going to start a 35-minute argument about why that's not trance.
Okay, I
don't think
just
this is
being
the show
lazy.
With opinions about which, about what kind of EDM is.
How would you describe it?
Honestly, I need more of a clip to tell.
Oh, okay. Here you go. Take a close listen.
Okay.
Hey, wait. Can you Shazam this and figure out where it comes from?
Oh,
or is it just going to send you to the Gasparilla Bowl?
I don't have that app, but let's see here.
This is great radio. I think when we publish this app, we should call it Vintage, because this really is like a vintage 40 for 40 app.
I Shazammed this song, and I accidentally bought 4 tickets to the Gasparilla.
That's how they get you.
That is how they get you.
Oh,
what
no.
If they don't
I'm watching
play
Mizzou
this?
Football.
What if they don't play
so
this
catchy.
At the game?
It's so catchy, I want to die.
Da-da-da-da. All right, I've downloaded
folks,
Shazam.
If you want lyrics to this, okay.
Okay.
Let's see what Shazam has to say. Searching. Control by Art Jordan, it says.
Art Jordan?
Jordan?
Art Jordan.
Art Jordan.
The Jordan of art.
Oh, man, I got Art Jordan Peterson. That's no good.
Art
okay,
Jordan,
sorry. My
musical
first
artist.
Hang on, my first result was Art Jordan, a sports medicine physician in Florida, South Carolina. And this does sound like music that a doctor would make in his free time. Wait.
Art Jordan is on Apple Music, so...
This is a tribute to art of... Wait, does Michael Jordan paint like George Bush? Because this is a Facebook page that's a tribute to Michael Jordan in the art world. This should all just be like oil paintings of crying Jordan.
No, Michael Jordan definitely doesn't.
I got
Jordan.
Wow, this song
art.
Does not appear to be on Spotify. Oh, wait, here
exclusive.
It is.
Oh, no. How long is it? Tell me how long it is, you son of a bitch. You know what would be amazing is if this was what got us sued, finally? Oh, God damn it. It is France. Oh, it's not just trance, baby. That's progressive trance. That is peak aughts. That's like some 2003. That's some 2003 yep. Electric Daisy Carnival. Oh, my God.
I can feel my tips frosting right now.
I know.
All right. I mean, that song is fine, I guess, but
I have a sudden urge to go out and find a boyfriend
part of
with
it.
Shaved arms.
What bowl are we on?
Fuck if I know.
Sorry.
By my notes, we have the Birmingham Bowl and
the
Guaranteed Rate Bowl.
We're in the arms
we're in the Birmingham,
by which
whatever.
I mean the Birmingham
okay.
Bowl.
Okay. Okay.
Does it seem like the name Protective Stadium is overkill, like reassuring people that this isn't at Legion Field anymore?
Why is it called No Tetanus Stadium? I don't understand.
This is... Christmas time is for retelling stories. I will tell the story of the last time I was at the Birmingham Bowl at Legion, and I pulled out my chair in the press box, and there was just like a 3-inch-long bolt just sitting in the seat. Like it was a welcome gift. It wasn't really clear where it had come from. This is the game that used to be the only pizza company website postseason football contest, the PapaJohns.com goal, where they also repeatedly ran out of pizza, and they were in an area of Birmingham where Papa John's said it was outside their delivery range, so they couldn't get, the bowl staff could not get Papa John's to deliver more pizza to their own bowl game. Pizza bowls are a constant urban tragedy, and it really, really sucks that we keep losing them. Bring them all back. They've only gotten messier.
What I like about this stadium, which just opened in October 2021, whenever a new stadium opens of any decent size in the United States, Garth Brooks decides, I must own the attendance record. And sure enough, on June 4th, 2022, a Garth Brooks concert set the attendance record, besting number 21 Houston, beating Auburn in
what I assume was the last version of this game. Do you really think he operates like that? Because if so, I love it.
Yes, I am betting that he just is, that he, there is somebody on Garth's staff that emails him and he's like, hey boss, just broke ground on a new stadium.
It's not anyone in the staff. He's looking up this.
Oh, it's
me. Lifelong Birmingham fan.
Absolutely.
Trisha, don't bother me. I'm checking my stadium emails.
So he's got like a Google Alerts thing. He's got like a Google Alerts.
Yeah, now he had an assistant set that up for him. But yes, he's got that now.
But he's
and then that assistant has moved on to other projects.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He went to an assistant and he said, I have to know as soon as possible. So that we can get the ball rolling on that record.
There's only two races, man. The human race and my race to the top of this attendance chart.
That's right.
I like that.
Have you seen the billboard where they ran the where for like it, those like humanity pass it on billboards where they forever, at least in Tennessee, they ran a fucked up version of the quote where there's like, there's only one race and that's mankind. And I'm like, dude, you're right there.
It's just
wait, doesn't he have
y'all
a song about that? Like the one that goes like this?
I remember where I was the second I wrote it. I remember exactly where I was.
Server, this is during your blue period.
No, I was speaking for Garth in that moment.
Oh, you were Garth.
You're his vessel.
Yeah. I remember every song I ever wrote where I was.
And he's going to sail you till the river runs dry.
Yeah. To be fair to Garth Brooks, who is crazy, I have heard a story from a songwriter friend of mine who obviously runs with songwriters in Nashville, as they all know each other, clearly. Mm-hmm. But regardless, a friend of his was doing a co-write with Garth, and something happened, and it fell through, and mm-hmm. Garth couldn't make it. Garth sent that songwriter the check anyway, and like a handwritten note that was like, sorry we couldn't get together, I was really looking forward to it, let's work together in the future.
Garth Brooks on this show.
That's a super cool move to treat song like he obviously understands who buttered his bread to begin with.
Like if you just Google Garth Brooks stadium record, it's just like Garth Brooks breaks attendance record in Razorback Stadium. Garth Brooks sets new attendance record at Orlando's Camping World Stadium.
He would have kept the Sirius XM channel bearing his name.
I think this is more important.
I'd rather have stadium records myself.
Garth Brooks' Neyland Stadium show breaks record for largest stadium show in Southeast.
That was a song that wasn't this song, and therefore I don't like it.
I no longer
trust any other music.
Go ahead.
Well, I want to know this gameplay features Coastal Carolina against East Carolina, the battle for East Carolina. This is the first time they've ever played. So
Eastern and way out Eastern Carolina.
The winner officially controls the seaboard of the pork barbecue belt.
Sir, as our Carolina correspondent, what are the vibes on this?
East Carolina gets mistaken for a beach school far too often. It's not that.
But it is a drinking school.
It's a drinking school.
It's an incredible drinking school.
It is a school that I specifically know friends of mine whose parents told them, no, you will not be attending East Carolina. It's the only school I've ever heard parents say, no, you're not going to that college.
Damn.
Because it's too expensive? No.
They should put that on the commercial that airs during the game.
My cousin of Charlotte Fullcast Live Show fame, East Carolina grad.
Listen, I have tons of VCU friends. They are tremendous people because of how fun and drunk they always are.
Jason is right. This should be on the school literature. ECU, your parents don't want you to come here.
The school your parents don't want you to know about.
Doctors
hate us.
No.
You want to go to college, kid?
You can become a medical doctor at ECU for, I think, around $23,000 total, probably.
You don't even have to go to class. You just give it to them in cash. And they
it's a bargain. You'd be crazy not to.
Okay, wait. We got 2 years left, 2.5 years on our Meadowlark contract. If we all take turns like three at a time, going to attending East Carolina ECU? Medical School. We could all be doctors by the time we're done podcasting. Son of a... That sound means it's time for the Guaranteed Rate Bowl, Wisconsin versus Oklahoma State. It's the Copper Bowl. It's the Cactus Bowl. It's the last of the former Pizza Bowls, RIP Domino's Bowl. More famously, it's known as the Cheez-It Bowl, specifically that one Cheez-It Bowl. And what I have in my notes here is, can we just talk about that one Cheez-It Bowl?
Yeah.
It was a good game.
Yeah, that was a good game.
Yeah.